Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Go around the table and introduce who's here. So,
oh hey, podcast listeners, it's Nog Nargang from Illusionoid. How are you? I'm fine. We are in San Francisco for the San Francisco Improv Festival. We landed today.
That's right.
Lee is here.
Yeah, to your immediate left.
Paul Bates is here.
The center of your listening spectrum.
Lee, who else is here?
Well, we've got Mark Hirschhorn, who is.
Hi, I'm the host of Succotash, the comedy podcast, and I'm here.
That's right. He is here. We're here around a table in the Cafe Zoetrope, which is Francis Ford Coppola's restaurant. In fact,
Eatery dropper.
Yeah, well, I think we saw Francis Ford Coppola go through in the kitchen area. We saw him bussing the table.
Pizza.
So yeah, he spins, he flips the pizzas. So who else is here with us? We got Mark Hirschhorn, we got Paul Bates, we got Nug Nargan, myself, Lee Smart.
I'm Sammy Wiegand. I'm tied up underneath the table. I don't know why I'm here. These guys are. I just performed in the Improv Festival tonight. I'm the
fantastic
creator,
job.
Host, and producer of a show called Speechless, where people improvise PowerPoint presentations.
Yes,
and you should come see it.
Yeah,
fantastic show. Fantastic show. And we've got
fiance Melinda. Oh,
oh.
Sammy Wiegand.
Also known as
nice catch, Sammy. Nice catch.
Mark, you reviewed us on Splitsider and on your own site.
Absolutely.
On your own podcast. How did you find out about us?
I found out about you entirely by random. Random factor, just really, just checking out iTunes, looking for what was hot. I think you guys had made What's Hot one week.
Oh, neat.
I didn't know what Illusionoid meant, so I checked it out.
Neither do we, as it turns out.
And I'm a big sci-fi fan to begin with, and then when I realized what you guys were doing, how you were framing this amazing sort of audio sketch comedy, improv sketch, I still haven't quite figured out. Tomorrow night when I see your show, I'll really get a handle on what's going on.
We will too.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly inventive, and we featured you on Succotash several times. I reviewed you on Splitsider, but you are one of the few podcasts I actually look for every week and download.
Well, awesome. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
It's a ringing endorsement. Listen, hold on, you can hear it.
Ah, yes.
There it is.
He has the opportunity to listen to so many different podcasts, and he still chooses to listen to ours.
I know. Got to question his judgment, really.
That's
our way to closing
out. What was your name, young man?
My name's Luke.
Luke, thank you for taking care of us tonight here at Cafe Zoetrope. We really appreciate it.
All of your efforts will be reflected in the tip that Mark leaves.
Oh, God. Sorry about that. Enjoy your anniversary.
Thank you.
Luke. That's it. So that was Baloo Coppola.
That's
it for our night here at Cafe Zoetrope, home of the original Caesar salad.
1924.
Guys, if you get a chance, come and check it out. It's right here in beautiful downtown San Francisco.
Invented the Caesar salad?
Yeah.
The
original was here.
Yeah,
it was like it still is here. It's in a case in the back.
Yeah.
Enjoy this episode recorded live at the San Fran Improv Fest.
Oh, enjoy.
Good night, everybody.
Has anyone heard our podcast before?
Yeah, look at it!
Excellent!
Thanks, Mark!
Yes, thank you. I'll just do a second attack.
Check that out.
So we do a podcast. Now, what makes our podcast different is that we get together and we take suggestions from our fans or make us titles ourselves, and then we improvise. We just improvise. No cutting, no editing. We just go and we create a story, a narrative, and our style of choice is sci-fi fantasy.
Mostly
because we're nerds. Mostly.
Woo!
100% because we're nerds.
Yeah.
That's right. So we love that genre. So we take what we know and we improvise on that. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do that tonight. So we're going to get a couple of suggestions from you guys. And we are recording this because it's going to be a podcast for future, I will say, broadcast or podcast, future podcast. You can hear yourself. What's your name, sir?
Dwayne,
you will hear your name on this podcast.
Once by you and once by me.
Yeah, so that's good. Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. Yeah. That's three times.
And now he appears.
Yeah. He's like Mr. Mix of Place. Say his name three times. So I say it backwards.
No. I used to be able to.
Fair enough. All right, we're wasting our time here. We've got about 35 minutes. Okay, so we're going to get started. So we're going to kick this thing off with, so as you'll see, Doug over there has an iPad that is with sound. Normally what we do is we produce these after the fact. So we improvise them, and then we go back and use GarageBand to add music and sound effects to flesh out the environment where we've improvised. But tonight, we've got Heather in the booth who's going to be playing sound effects for us. She has one of our iPads back there loading up with some sound effects. She's not going to tell us what she's going to play or when she's going to play it. We're going to work with her to create the environment. And Nug over here has some music clips that we have which are going to form the underscore of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Sound good? All right. So
mystery
what?
Is blown.
What?
The mystery is blown. It's like magicians showing their tricks.
We're pulling back the curtain. Pulling back the curtain. So when you listen to it, you go back into 2 years of podcast now. So we have something like, what, 50 episodes?
56 episodes or something.
56 episodes up online. We're featured. We're currently featured on the iTunes store.
Yeah, Canadian iTunes store. Don't join it.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah, yours
yours
is much better.
It is. All right, so to get started, we're going to need a suggestion for a simple, regular, everyday occupation.
Juggler.
Juggler. Simple,
regular,
everyday
juggler.
Everyday juggler. We're performers. So, and what is an intergalactic or interstellar or some kind of cosmic body, something you might find in space? I heard asteroid first. Asteroid. Okay. So the name of our story tonight, the Illusionoid story tonight, is The Juggler of Asteroids.
Oh.
Asteroid juggler, right? So now, we'll give you our standard introduction, and it sounds a little bit something like this. In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these words? Move a little closer to the time radio. That's it. Just like that. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Can you hear me? I transmit to you from the end of time, the last point in space-time. It's like the end of the hard you drew, just a simple grade school horizon, exercise in perspective. And we just beyond. Look deep into your next drawing of such a thing. There I am, waiting, begging to communicate with you. I offer dire warnings, as was covered in the introduction. In your future, the fate of humanity may rest in the most unusual hands of all. Also, the most dexterous, nimble, a pack of jugglers. So listen on and beware.
Time. 15 parsecs.
That's right.
Nicely done.
I didn't think I could break my last record. 15 parsecs?
Yeah.
I think I'm ready.
You know, as you were approaching me, you were running so quickly, I could tell that your mass was increasing ever so slightly. Einstein was right, I guess.
You see how I disintegrated that horse?
I sure did.
Well, it should have gotten out of the way.
Well, Doc Farmer's going to be looking for some compensation.
Farming is dead!
Farming is dead. Thank God for these protein supplements. You look like you could use one. Open your mouth.
Thank you.
There we go. Hold it. Let the gelatin cap dissolve. Now the microbes will start to work on your tongue.
Oh, excellent.
You feel that?
Yes.
Burning.
I can feel the nanoproteins building my mass again.
Good. So you're in top physical form.
That's right.
It's good to see. You're ready for your next assignment.
I told you I'm done.
No one's ever done in this business.
I said the last assignments with the agency would be my last one. These hands are made for other things.
Are they?
I am not a killer anymore.
No. No, you're not. But you will be again. Do you follow me?
Just yesterday I stopped being a killer.
Right.
I've done one run.
Uh-huh.
Just to get the juices flowing again.
Eat the protein capsule.
Obliterate all horse.
Yeah. The farmer's pissed.
Well, you should have picked another job.
Connect the dots.
You son of a bitch!
Him out of
yours, old man with his spoon.
I only had the one horse.
He's a poor farmer to lose. You know, I mean, horse milk is the best.
I know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Musky, thick, delicious. That's what you're going to be drinking from now on, John 14.
Where will people get Clydesdale shakes now?
You know why I had to obliterate that horse, don't you?
I thought it was just there as an accident. I thought it was an accident. I thought I just wouldn't get out of the way. Although the chains were suspicious.
Exactly. Take a look at this view screen.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
See your DNA on there?
My God.
Your telomeres?
I was moving at such a fast velocity. And when I obliterated that horse, part of my own DNA
yes.
splashed off of my body.
Yeah.
Like a rock hitting a pond.
Exactly.
And ripples.
Yeah. And those ripples are permutating through time and space. Time and space.
Where are you from?
Would you like to know? I've got someone here I'd like you to meet, John 14. Someone who needs your, let's say, particular services.
I need your particular services. He's a giant.
Yes, he is.
I'm up here.
Oh. Further, those are my balls.
Isn't anyone allowed to just linger at the balls?
My eyes are way up here.
All right. But
no,
they
balls.
Look a lot like balls. Yeah.
I need your assistance. My entire home planet, the whole thing, is being bombarded by asteroids.
I see. And you need my particular set of skills.
Yes. You need to keep them away from my planet. These giant hands can't be used for that. I'm a hand model. They bruise easily. You know those giant billboards you see for like rings and manicures and soap?
Yes.
Well, they're not blown up pictures. They're actual size pictures of these hands. Look at them.
Yeah, I can see how at a distance they'd look quite alluring.
Yes.
Of course, they look like large, old leather chairs.
I have feelings.
I'm talking about giants. How am I supposed to know that?
I might be a giant, but I have a heart. Two of them, in fact.
You would need two hearts.
Well, I have quite a large body. It has a lot of blood to pump around. Will you help me?
Yeah, John.
Can you?
Will you revoke your retirement?
Revoke it.
Is one last time. And help this giant and his planet avoid those asteroids.
You know my Achilles heel. I can't stand to see a planet destroyed.
I remember what happened to your parents. You don't need to tell us again.
I want to take a second to think about it. Mama! Mama, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
It's so dark, John. It's so dark. Where are you?
I'm transmitting through a radio.
You're what?
I'm on the moon!
Well, why aren't you down here? Those asteroids are hurtling at us. We need your help.
I can't get there in time, Mama.
You can't get here in time, but John would need you.
I'll do my best, but the last shuttle has already left. I would need to literally jump out of an airlock and propel my body into the atmosphere.
You're saying you can't help us because of a scheduling issue?
I watched it happen. I climbed the space moon station.
So wait, it was a scheduling problem?
I don't get to choose when the asteroids bombard a planet. The last shuttle had already left. Then out of nowhere, these asteroids show up. Nobody uses radar. You know, my mom is really, you know, if she had turned the radar on that morning, she might still be alive. But I'm being petty.
Yes, you are. Don't let your mother again, John.
And don't let another planet be destroyed while you do nothing. Please.
You know, it's this lack of emotion that you possess that makes you perfect for this job.
Yes.
It's the amount of murders I've committed that have hardened me.
What?
That eradicated my sense of emotion.
Why so many murders, though?
Because some people just need killing, giant.
Don't look at me like that. I'd crush you with just one of my thumbs.
I'm looking at your balls again.
I am going to have to stop wearing kilts.
I'll do it, Marcus.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Now,
just tell me, who am I murdering on this?
Who are you murdering?
I'm supposed to save a planet from extinction by asteroid, but you said it's time for me to kill again.
Have you ever heard of Asteron?
Yes, I've heard of Asteron.
Asteron, master of asteroids. I can tell by your face and that blanched complexion of yours that you actually have. Asteron.
I always suspected that he was the one who propelled those asteroids out of nowhere at the planet my mother was currently living on.
That's right, the last survivor of a race of mortals. He travels the universe collecting asteroids. No one really knows why. He wears a golden belt. That's all we know about him.
You're asking me for this last mission.
The last mission, John.
You're asking me to murder an immortal.
That's what I'm asking you to do. Are you saying you can't do this? You're not up to the challenge?
We'll never ask you to do it again.
We won't have your mother.
I'm thinking about it again. Mama! John! I can't get there in time! John! Mama!
Ow!
I remembered it differently.
So is that a yes?
Yes!
Passing money to a giant hand model.
Your mind memory is like Rashomon. You always remember it differently, don't you?
That's not the Rashomon I remember.
Well, John, the time is ticking. You're not going on this journey alone, though. I've got a partner for you. It's an android.
Oh, goddamn android.
Sup?
I see he already has an attitude.
Yes, he does. This job is going to require SAS.
That's right. SAS 419, that's my model number.
Okay, let's just get this over with, SAS 419, and get to the Hella shuttle.
Hella, right?
I didn't say it was good SAS. SAS is hard to quantify.
Are you ready to go to this giant planet and kick some giant asteroid ass?
Yes, I am.
Are you talking about my asteroid ass?
Yeah, man, I can see it up your kilt.
All right, John. Take this. You're gonna need this laser gun.
Thank you. Loaded it.
Yeah. Nice. Good cocking.
You're talking to the giant.
I sure am.
I gotta pin this shut. To the hell shuttle.
To the hell shuttle. Godspeed. I'll probably never see you again.
What?
Good luck.
Okay. All systems should go.
Yes. Well, it looks quite good inside here, sir.
It's a pretty easy liftoff, really. The Hellish Shuttle is a remarkable... It's a shuttle of my own design.
Oh, really?
It's a space shuttle that uses the blades of a helicopter to propel through space.
Amazing! And somewhat old-fashioned.
Oh! Did you feel that?
I did.
An asteroid.
We're being bombarded!
This could only be one thing, Sasquatch.
Asteron. And a duck. Asteron is here, with a duck.
I'm sensing a tractor beam.
A tractor? He's got us in his grip!
There seems to be laughter being pumped in. How did he get in this channel?
I've taken control of your view screen.
Asteron!
Look at me.
It's a close-up of your belt.
That's right.
Oh, man, he's only wearing a belt.
You see these asteroids? They're orbiting my testicles.
My God! Tiny asteroids!
We assume.
It's all relative. Einstein was right. So you've come to slay me, have you?
That's right! We've come to slay you because giants deserve an existence!
Yeah!
Anyone else!
Yeah, that's right!
As much as my mother did, Astronaut.
Let me give him some sass. Take that, ass, Turon.
Oh, your petty taunts mean nothing to me. In fact, I do recognize you. You're the one who was aboard the moon base and your mother was crushed by one of my asteroids.
Yes, that's... you met me.
Ah, yes. I took particular pleasure in crushing the life out of your mother.
Why?
Why? Because I knew it would bring you after me.
He sees the future. Or he's just very intuitive.
I knew it would bring you after me, son.
Oh.
That sounds like a cliffhanger.
Real cliffhanger. What lies in store for our intrepid juggling hero and his sassy robot sidekick? Is Asteron his father? Will we hear more from Dwayne? Join us for the thrilling conclusion to The Asteroid Juggler, recorded live at the San Francisco Improv Festival, next time on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.